Hello and welcome everyone to the Traction Stage podcast. Traction is what every founder in an early stage startup is looking for. It is the clear evidence that the market wants your product or service, and it's when things start getting bigger and better. I'm Alexandre Azevedo, and as your host, I'll interview startup entrepreneurs from all over the world to better understand which were the elements they've counted on and the challenges they faced before finding traction for their businesses. In this episode, I'm going to interview Dan Mulem, co-founder of 22 Group. Hello and welcome, Dan. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and what kind of products and services does 22 offer at the present moment?
Okay. I'm Dan Mulem. I'm French. I was a creative, or I'm still creative, but in my last experience, I was creative for Apple. So I was training new employees and actual employees about new strategies and how to talk with other people, especially for retail. And with William, the co-founder with me for 22, we decided to create 22 and to create what's not already did before, but how we can use technology today to bring new things or new way to use it tomorrow. So we are talking about VR, AR, MR, XR, any way you want to talk about this, especially for training. And also, we have products on artificial intelligence using computer vision to detect people for security and we are doing this at this time in France, autonomous retail like Amazon Go. So this is, if I have to just talk, have a small talk about 22, it's this.
Okay. And let's go back to the past. How did everything start?
That's a good question. We created 22 when we were 15 years old with William. So it was a music band. So all we wanted at this time, it was to make music. So create new things, use synthesizer. So we melt digital and analog system. And we were really interested about connect things. So we were making electronic music live using MIDI, synchronization, different hardware. And we do a lot of electronic. So we were doing stuff with amplifier and many things. And then when we were 18 years old, William goes to create his own first company. And then I was only making music in studio and for different artists. And it took maybe 10 years when we were still friends for all those years, but we wanted to make something with 22. And from last 10 years, we didn't know what to do. And it's only in 2014 when we saw the first Oculus Rift, the DK, we said, okay, we have to create something with this, because this technology available for consumer today can make the difference, because the VR was existing from 30 years already, but it was not. It was only for research and not for consumer, not for company to use it easily. So we decided to make 22 first because or thanks to virtual reality. That was the main thing.
So everything started with virtual reality. And
yes.
Then you had and start developing other technologies and as AR, MR, and artificial intelligence too.
Yes, and why we choose this? Because we love this technology or this hardware, And we, at the beginning, we really wanted to understand all the ecosystem about VR. So we went to Berkeley, to many university. We read a lot about IPD, stereoscopy, monoscopy, 3D, real-time, CGI. We really want to cover and understand all what we can do with VR. And when we really understand in 2014 and 15 what is possible, we directly go to AR also, because it's the same technology. We don't use the same algorithm to make it possible. The hardware is different, but we create things the same way. So that's why we say, okay, we can melt AR, we can use VR, we can say, okay, it's MR or XR because we are using haptic, we are using other sensors. And it's still about AI or computer vision, because for augmented reality, we use SLAM. So it's simultaneous localization and mapping. It's a way to use computer vision. And the same way to VR, we use other sensors with computer vision. And because we love tomorrow and what we can create with the humanity, we say, okay, we have to focus also on artificial intelligence. So the first 6 months of the company, we directly find projects and directly, because we saw in 2014 at the CES, first consumer VR headset with nothing inside. But we saw that many consumers have interest with this. So when we went to companies, say, okay, we can create things for you directly, they say, okay, we have to make it. So we find clients for the first months of the company. So we hire new people every month of the company from the last 3 years. And every money, every year, we say euro and not dollars in Europe, but every euros we earn with the company, we directly put it back in our research and development department. Because we really wanted to truly understand all of this technology works, we wanted to go further and hire PhDs, engineers, and look for things that we can create to not just use technology, but how we can make it stronger, or how we can go further with this, and how we'll be tomorrow with those technologies. Am I clear with this?
Yes, just to be sure here, how long did it take for each one of your businesses to get the traction you wanted? So you have 22 digital solutions,
yes,
which include MR, VR, and AR, and you have the artificial intelligence or 22 AI business. So
yes,
for each one of these businesses, it took different times for achieving traction. Right? How long did it take?
For digital solutions, so for VR and AR mainly, the first months we had a project, and I think we had only one project per month, and the first 6 months we were 10 people in the company, so the traction was direct. I don't know if I can say that in English, but directly we had business. So the traction was here. But the second year, we were 35 people. And the traction was wow. Because from the day people saw VR headset for consumers, from the day when consumer can buy a product, it only took from 1 to 2 years. And in 2016, I think there was less than 1 million devices around the world. But it was enough to build projects, because it was not consumer. bought it, those products. It was company for marketing, for communication, for training, and even for developers. So to say to consumer, okay, you can touch, you can see what we can do tomorrow. First come test it, the technology, and then you will buy it. And it was first to say to people to okay, the technology is here. And it was really first for company. It's only in 2000, last year, I think it was Samsung with Oculus Gear VR that has like 7 or 6 million of products. They directly sell it or give it to their own, from their customers. There were Oculus Rift, HTC Vive, OSVR, and many. So we were like close to, I think it was 8 million devices. So the traction was really different. And at this time, we wanted to test the market and create our own game, because we saw that gaming is the first environment for people, or for consumer, to buy products, when we talk about products. But the traction was not here. We really wanted to test. And we saw that there's not enough consumer to buy products in VR for consumer, not for company. And I think we only sold like 5,000 of our game. And we say, okay, we took like maybe 1 year from 5 or 6 people working on the game. So the return of investment was not here. But when we took the same people working with Safran, L'Oreal, Bouygues, many companies, and maybe you don't know those names in Europe, but then directly we have projects. So the traction for company was here and is still here. But for consumer, I think it will only begin this year, in 2018, thanks to Oculus Go, thanks to Vive Focus with Xiaomi in China, and because the price of the product is attractive. Because now for $2,200, you can have your own headset. And because, or thanks to movies like Ready Player One, it's in the front face of everybody to say, okay, the VR is here and it could be great at home. I always make the analogy with, you remember this movie from Zemeckis, Back to the Future?
Yeah, sure.
It was in the 80s, sorry. And at this time, they were talking about autonomous vehicle, face recognition, about microwaves, about VR. You saw when everybody's eating at the lunch, they all have VR or AR headsets. But sometimes it's they are scared about this in the 80s, but now we have the technology, we have the smartphone, we really understand TV is normal today. We have like thousands of channels. I remember when I was a kid, there was only 5 channels. When I say to my kids, okay, when I was a child, I was not calling my friends. I was walking on the streets, maybe 10 minutes, and just ring at their door to say, okay, you want to play with me? And today my kids, the older only talks with Snapchat. When they want to play, they say, okay, can I play with the VR headset at home and not to play other games? Because it's normal now. We are not scared of the near future.
Yeah. So you mentioned that for you, during that period that you were developing the traction for your products, the elements that most contributed to get the traction. You've mentioned about the devices price or devices prices, and you've mentioned about the movies too. So the culture and all the information that you were receiving during all these years were letting us more comfortable about adopting new technologies.
Yes, right.
Do you think that there is other elements or factors that have contributed for you to get the traction?
I think it's mainly those things. We can find many things that can help or help us for the traction, but it's mainly the products, the price, and the cost to make it available. Because 3 years ago, it was really expensive to create a real-time 3D content and great application. Now with GPU, CPU, great performance of new smartphones, it's really easier for us to develop. And thanks to Google, Apple, and many others, they create new SDK that let us create new things. And also because we can have time in our research and development, we also making and try to make it better and better and let people have easy access of this. The best example I can have today for augmented reality, now it's native on Safari Kit to make to have augmented reality objects. You don't need an application now, thanks to Apple.
Yeah.
So I think it will change the way we use, and we will use augmented reality from the coming September with the new iOS 12, for example.
And how about the challenges you faced in this early stage? Which were the most difficult ones, and how did you overcome them?
I think the best challenge, the worst or best challenges, or challenges or only we had, it's about finding the great use of VR. And for example, clients sometimes say, okay, VR is here, we have to make it. And they try to reproduce what's already existing in the real life. And it doesn't work. Sometimes they just want to use the technology, but use the same things they already made 10 years ago. They think that we create content as we create a movie or a website. And so the most challenging things was to say, okay, we build things differently with those technology. Because most of people never tried VR and how you can move in a room. And say, okay, we can only have like 360 movies, but it's not VR 360 movie. Virtual reality, it's about experiencing something. It's about moving, exploring, learning, or even teaching or sharing. And 360 movie exists from many, many, many years. And I think it's not the great or the best way to use VR today. So it was ready to say, to help our clients to find the best application. And sometimes we say, okay, do not use VR. You have to make a simple application to do what you want and not use VR as the just the best way to attract people.
Okay. And in that period, Dan, which or what was the most difficult decision you had to make, you and William?
I think it was to, because some, even if you wanted to make many things in VR and not to be only focused on training, we, at the time we need to find clients, but, like, in industry or in broadcasts, because you cannot only say, okay, I want to do everything. So in a moment, we had to say from all people working on gaming in the company, say, okay, we are really sorry, But I think the coming months or coming year will be focused on industry and not on gaming. So we had to say to our employee and all colleague we have every day that even if they came in the company to work on gaming, we need to evolve and keep everything, every skills we earn and every skills we have to make it and to create better training. So I think it was the most challenging thing to keep everybody with us and move with everybody in the same time.
Yeah, and with people with different objectives, trying to do different things, and a whole world of new possibilities with all these emerging technologies. You were saying that the difficult decision was to know what to focus on. That's it?
Yes. Because I think you know that many, and I think most of company are focusing on only one thing. For example, they are working on an app to bring like Uber Eats or Uber to deliver something, and only this. In VR, you have companies saying, "Okay, we will only make documentary, or only gaming and only shooting," but we never wanted to be focused on only one thing in 22. Our mindset is to say, okay, we can create whatever we want and we can help us because we really understand technology, how we can make things better and how we can change things. So from the last 3 years and from all coming years, we really don't want to change this. If virtual reality change tomorrow or if we have to make a new decision and stop industry and go in broadcast only, we will do this. So we are not only focused, and I insist of this, but we don't want to be focused on gaming, for example.
And do you remind of a big failure, or did you have a big failure during that traction period or that pre-traction period?
I don't think we always have failure, but we don't have a main one. And each time we find the best road we have to take. You see, when you have a failure, you have to say, okay, left or right. And each time we took I don't know if it's the right decision, but we choose left or right, and we say, okay, now we keep straight. So each time we have a little failure, a big failure, I can't tell one in particularly, but each time we talk with everybody, because we have QA or Q&A with everybody in the company every week. So we are talking about everything, and we make decision all together. Even if it's us choosing at the end, we really want to involve everybody in the company each time. So we have failure, and I hope we will still have some because it helps us find new way and augment our experiences. But we are always involving everybody to find the right way.
Excellent. And finally, what piece of advice would you give startup entrepreneurs that want to generate traction in businesses related to these emerging technologies?
I think before putting $1 in the company, we have to understand and learn from the markets. And we have to really, really understand what we are using for the technology. I think you are wrong if you want just have the idea and create the company then and say, okay, my idea is good. I have to put all my money, all the involved 10 people with me and go straight now. I think you really have to understand the technology you will use it and how in the from 1 to 10 years, what will be in these coming years? Because if you just go straight, you have a wall. And if you don't understand the markets, people working with you, people working on the same ecosystem with you, you will be outside totally. For example, when we created the company, 6 years before, we traveled. We traveled in the US, in China. We saw many companies working with this. We went to Facebook to meet Oculus, to meet HTC Vive, everybody to say, okay, what we can build? What's your roadmap? How we can work together? Or if I have a client, I can talk with you to have 10 products. You really have to make your network. So I think my advice is to first understand the things you have in your hands before trying to make a company.
Great. Excellent, then. Well, thanks a lot for your time and for sharing all your knowledge and experience with us today. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And how about you? Did you like this episode? Please visit us at thetractionstage.com and leave your comment. There you will find all the episode's show notes as well as additional information about the founders and their startups. I'll wait for you there. Bye-bye.